Yeah. seven stanza. I am trusting in the Lord. So that you can all have the words, those of you who may not know it by heart. 480, the second stanza. Is all and in all.
Amen.
Glory.
He is all in all to me. Thank you, Lord. What is your faith? What is your expectation tonight? Hallelujah. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Do it. Amen. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
faith tonight is that God is able to give us victory all the time.
Thank God.
I'm thankful that He's made provision for us to be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loved us. It's easy to quote that, you know, and just say, well, I'm more than conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves me, but it's another thing to experience it. And sometimes the experience comes through a very difficult situation, and it's hard. And, you know, we don't prove the Lord mighty unless we prove Him in the fire, unless we prove Him in the difficulty. But I'm thankful that in the difficulty, the Lord is faithful, and He is mighty. And He can make us more than conquerors. But it doesn't happen. We don't get these victories in an easy place. But God brings us through places where we really can prove Him, and really prove and know that God is able, and we can be more than conqueror through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. That was the price of the victory. Jesus Christ, as we heard, that Lamb. So I was thinking recently of the conquest of Jericho, and then later on as they went to attack Ai, the Israelites, after they had first crossed the Jordan. And they had such a marvelous victory in Jericho. We all know that story. And then they were so sure of themselves that they thought, well, we'll just send a few thousand up to, against Ai, and we're going to conquer that city like nothing. And they had quite a surprise. They ran like anything. They ran, they lost several, 36 lives about. Complete defeat. Whereas they had a complete victory beforehand. What was the reason for that? Why sin came into the camp? There was a man of the tribe of Israel that touched the accursed thing that the Lord had commanded the people not to touch. But this one took it and hid it in his tent, bar of gold and a Babylonian's garment. I don't know, maybe God wanted the people to have nothing to do with that city of Jericho. Maybe it was so wicked, He didn't want them to have anything to do with it. So a little thing like a garment. But also included in that was absolute disobedience. But it spoke to my heart one thing. Why God can give us such marvelous victories, can't He? Amen. He can give us such great, spectacular victories. But then again, why are there defeats? God makes that very clear in His Word. There's not that carefulness. The Israelites were called to be a peculiar people and a very special people to represent God. But you know, they have also another responsibility, to be holy as He is holy. As soon as they let the enemy in by a little disobedience, they were defeated. And I'm thankful that God has shown me that in my life. And we can take that as a lesson, that if we're going to be more than conqueror, we need to be sure we're walking the chalk line. We're walking in the straight and narrow way. I liken that reference to that Babylonian garment unto the world, things of this world. The Bible says, if we have the love of the world, we love not God. But I want to love God, don't you? Amen. To really give ourselves to living for Jesus. Not to serve this world, but to serve Jesus. To live wholly for Him. And you know, when we're in that place, then we know we can conquer. We know we can have victory. And that's my faith tonight. That Jesus can give me victory all the time. If I am maintaining the walk that He wants me to have. I don't like to just say He gives me victory all the time and not have to lay down the prerequisites. Because people will say then, well, that's not so because I don't have victory. And then God gets the black eye. God gets the blame for people not getting the victory. But we have to be sure that we're all the way on the Lord's side and believe in Him all the way. Are we all the way on the Lord's side tonight? Jesus. Are we seeking Him with our whole heart? That's a requisite to finding Him. Seek Him with our whole heart. And that's what I want to do tonight. To you, my body and soul, to receiving victory from Jesus. And you know, the promise is, we shall find it.
Thank God. When we walk with the